you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also called apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him, and he healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel is interesting because today's feast day is the holy name of the Blessed Mother, and it kind of is apropos for this feast day, which is rare that you see a gospel that's a regular reading that is apropos for the feast. And what do I mean by that? The name of the Blessed Mother to us is a name of consolation, but for the evil ones, they hate it. They hate her. They hate her name. In fact, they hate her more than they hate Jesus and St. Michael. I think because the Blessed Mother was a creature like us, body and soul. St. Michael, pure spirit. Jesus, human nature. He's God, so he's automatically an enemy to the evil ones. But the Blessed Mother represents the devil's greatest failure. They could not get her to sin. She never had original sin. And she is the most perfect human being in the history of mankind. They could not make her sin. Therefore, her name is the greatest failure to the evil ones. So if you ever are afraid or need consolation or protection, you always call on the name of the Blessed Mother. She is the greatest advocate for Jesus Christ. She loves us like a mother loves us. She will do anything for God's children. And what's interesting, her name bellows down below and is praised up at high. Let me tell you a book I was reading called The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. And he paints a picture in the book about when the Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven, body and soul. He had it set up where all the angels and saints were lined up in like in the pews, like this. And the Blessed Mother was coming up, and all the angels and saints were in awe of seeing this great woman walk up the aisle of heaven to see her husband, her father, they call it her father, her son, and her spouse, the Holy Spirit. It was such a great, pompous experience, the way he writes it, that it was just a glorious moment in history when the Blessed Mother was brought up to heaven, body and soul. So that name, that person, is amazing. Whenever I meet somebody who doesn't like the Blessed Mother, I know exactly where they're coming from. Because everybody in heaven loves her. Everybody who loves the Blessed Mother and prays the rosary and loves her name and asks for her protection understands the immense power in that name. And it doesn't come from her. It comes from Jesus. So when I honor the Blessed Mother, I'm honoring God's, Jesus' mother. And that's the fourth commandment. Honor your father and mother. So when we imitate honoring her, we imitate Christ because he honored her. And so for us to be a perfect Christian, We have to follow all the Ten Commandments perfectly and to follow Jesus Christ perfectly. And to do that, we have to honor his mother. And who would ever disrespect Jesus' mother? Do you really don't want to go to heaven? She is so amazing. She has such a loving concern. And when you're from heaven now, you cannot not but love. So why not call on the name that Jesus asked us to call on? We're going to call her blessed for all generations. And we have. What a great prediction. So if you don't get in the habit of praying the rosary, play a couple Hail Marys a day, just ask her for intercession. They say the surest sign of being saved is having her on your team. And the Eucharist. But she, I don't know what she does up in heaven. I imagine the billions of people she has to deal with. And because you live in eternity and you're outside of time, you could be at all places at all time. Because in eternity, there is no time. I don't know how that works. I haven't been there yet. But more importantly is the name of the Blessed Mother makes hell tremble and heaven roar in glory. Amen.